Never been one for emotional hype. I sail my ship with a steady hand. No, you won't find me jumping pews. Someday if you see me sitting next to you, well, there's one thing you need to understand. I feel like shouting every time I read. God loved me so much that he died for me. My sins are forgiven and forgotten for good, and Jesus is returning like he said he would. My future is determined and it's guaranteed. His blood's for the measure and it's just for me. I'm telling you without a doubt, it's worth shouting about. Wear my heart on my sleeve. If you see me cry, I wonder what it could be. I'm not sad, these are tears of joy. Cause I know who and what I was till I gave my heart to the Lord of love. He gave me a victory that cannot destroy. I feel like shouting every time I read. God loves me so much that he died for me. My sins are forgiven and forgotten for good. And Jesus is returning like he said he would. Jesus is returning like he said he would. My future is determined and it's guaranteed. His blood bought a mansion and it's just for me. I'm telling you without a doubt, it's worth shouting about. Oh, oh, I'm telling you without a doubt, it's worth shouting about.
Seriously ill and weeks from death, President Franklin D. Roosevelt took the oath of office for the fourth time. No ceremony or formal celebration was held because of the war. But his words contain a powerful message. He said, "Almighty God has blessed our land in many ways. He's given our people stout hearts and strong arms with which to strike mighty blows for freedom and truth. So we pray to him now for the vision to see our way clearly, to see the way that leads to a better life for ourselves and for all our fellow men, to the achievement of his will on earth." President Franklin D. Roosevelt is today's American inspiration. You too can be an American inspiration by joining the Presidential Prayer Team. Visit our website to read today's presidential prayer requests at presidentialprayerteam.org. That's presidentialprayerteam.org or call 1-800-295-1235.
So, Frank, how come you don't go to church?
Because I hate hypocrites. Every church I've ever gone to was full of liars, cheaters, and thieves.
Well, you've probably never been to this church.
This one here?
Yeah. This church knows that if its members sin, then someone like you might decide not to go to church and get to know God. So, you have to apply to attend this church.
Really?
Oh, yeah. All those other churches let anybody in. As a matter of fact, they even encourage sinners to attend, but not this church.
Wow. Do you think they'll accept my application?
Go in and ask.
Okay. There's nobody inside.
Well, of course not. There are no churches without sinners because we are all sinners in need of God's help and each other's encouragement.
It's just that I've seen too many hypocrites in churches.
Frank, if a hypocrite is between you and God, guess who's closer to God? At least he's in a place where he can get help.
I don't know if you struggle at all. I don't know if sometimes you fall, but I do. God knows I do. See, I've fallen and I made mistakes. I've even sinned and I've lost my way, but God knows I'm just a man. Just a man with weaknesses. I'm not trying to make excuses, but God's love is unconditional. It's like my wife who came to me struggling, it was plain to see. She gave me a note, and on it she had wrote, I know you're struggling and you feel condemned, but saving you was worth it to him. So open up your heart and let the healing start. God knows we struggle in life, he knows the pain and the suffering inside, but he has given us a remedy, it's his love and his grace,
and it's free.
God knows we struggle in life, knows the pain and the suffering inside, but he has given us a remedy, it's his love and his grace, and it's free.
Well, that's pretty much it for this volume of Highways and Byways, my friend. All of the contact information can be found on the next track of this CD, and there's a whole lot of ways to get a hold of us, so pick one out and tell us what you think about Highways and Byways. And by the way, one of those contact methods is a 24-hour voicemail line. We share it with House of Prayer Ministries, so leave a comment or a question, a word of encouragement, or a testimony of God's goodness. And be sure to tell us where you picked up your copy of Highways and Byways. That'll help us a lot. You can take as long as you like with a tough Bible question or a spiritual kind of question that you'd like us to tackle on a future volume of Highways and Byways. Maybe a question that someone's thrown at you at some time and you'd like to respond back to them better. Maybe it's a question concerning creation versus evolution. Maybe it's a prayer request. Whatever the case is, that's what the 24-hour voicemail line is there for. That's what the email is there for. That's what the snail mail is there for. To serve you. All right then. Till next month, make sure that you keep it between the lines, my friend, and thank the Lord for it every day. Amen. May the grace of the Lord and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with you as you travel on the highways and the byways.